Boy, thank you once again for the opportunity to serve you. Great King, help us understand the importance of our connection and build the right prayer during our lesson. Place in us a soft heart, willing to forgive all crimes and faith above reason. Make us whole, so we can truly love our friends and bring peace to the world.
During the lesson, off.
Yeah, we continue to understand, to study, to check how, other than the will to receive, the Creator didn't have to create anything, only the thing that is opposite to Him. Since, after all, light and darkness, good and bad, and all the modes and manners, we discover them, we can understand, we can feel, we can diagnose all of creation and ourselves in it. Hence, this is what we're learning about, especially in Egypt. It's getting acquainted with the Pharaoh, when the will to receive is revealed in a person and it shows him that he is opposite to the Creator. Since without a thing and its opposite, you can't reveal anything. And the Pharaoh is also revealed as the opposite. So we have to be ready for it. If we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to reveal the Creator, then we first have to get to know the Pharaoh. And then from that, through a reverse analysis, we'll learn who is the Creator. Therefore, the excerpts that we're reading are called, "And Pharaoh drew closer." What does it mean, drew closer? But specifically, by revealing himself, he is helping us see the opposite form to it, which is the Creator, and in this way we come closer to the revelation of the Creator. Go ahead.
Excerpt number 67, under the subtitle, "And Pharaoh drew closer." "And Pharaoh drew closer" means that he brought his whole army and vehicles closer to make war. However, we also learn that Pharaoh drew Israel closer to repentance. This is why it is written, "And Pharaoh drew closer," and not, "And Pharaoh came closer." Israel approached the sea and saw the sea before them growing stormy, and its waves straightening upward. They were afraid. They raised their eyes and saw Pharaoh and his army in slings and arrows. Then it is written, they were terrified, and the children of Israel cried out. Who caused Israel to draw closer to their father of above? It was Pharaoh, as it is written, and Pharaoh drew closer.
Да, дорогой Раф, не, не воспринимаешь никогда фараона своего, который раскрывается, эго, которое отталкивает.
You never accept the pharaoh that's revealed in you, the ego that's repelling the friends, as something that brings you closer. You always look at it as a problem, as a disturbance. How do we relate to it correctly?
This is called help against anything that is revealed to you as opposite from spirituality, is specifically to show you where you are, where you are distant and opposite from spirituality, so you will overcome it and draw, come closer. So all those things that are revealed for our sake, both those that are for and those that are against, especially those that are against us, against connection, against spirituality, against bestowal. These are the things that specifically bring us closer. Otherwise, we would not be able to distinguish between them. Specifically, people who understand this principle and have some experience in it, although it is difficult, they are happy because they feel how they are thrown out of spirituality, since it's a sign that they are going to climb and rise to a higher degree. All those disturbances will be as the posterior, the backside of the pratsuf that they are attaining.
What is the achoraim of the pratsuf?
Achoraim, the posterior, is the coarseness. Every spiritual pratsuf is built on the coarseness, the will to receive that was initially egoistic in order to receive, and then you restrict it. We don't want to use it egoistically. And then a screen, a reflected light, you wish to turn it to in order to bestow. And then this coarseness, this disturbance becomes a refinement. Otherwise it would not be. Because we have no spiritual power, no spiritual understanding, no grasp in spirituality. Only when some form of resistance comes, greater coarseness comes, and we go against it, then this coarseness enters under the restriction. We don't use it directly. And then later, above it, we arrange the coarseness towards acts of bestowal and connection and giving. And that's how we turn darkness to light.
Tell me, how do we constantly defeat this disturbance through the power of the Creator, not just overcoming it, or that it disappears by itself, but that we will specifically defeat it through a connection with the Creator?
A beautiful question. In truth, if we wish to use disturbances in the right way, then we need not simply to overcome the disturbance, but do it purposefully. When we connect above the disturbance and to the Creator more strongly than how it was before. This is the meaning of rising to a higher degree. When we take the disturbance and on top of it, we reach a new connection.
Rav, good morning. Question is, what is the meaning of army, slings, and arrows, which are written in the excerpt number
67?
Those are various kinds of disturbances. They scare us off. They repel us back into our ego, into our will to receive, and they show us We are not destined, we're not capable, not ready for performing any act of connection and mutual bestowal between us and from between us to the Creator. That's how it's called. All those forces that separate us. This is called the army of Pharaoh. And those arrows and slings and all those are the forces of separation. There's nothing more than that. Only forces of connection, where we ask of the Creator. And when do we ask? When we see that we have forces of separation against us. And we need to overcome them. Then all the forces of connection, forces of separation combine together. The forces of separation become the coarseness of the pratsuf, of the soul. And the forces of connection become the screen and the reflected light. And we build a pratsuf from that. Soon we will.
Rav,
what does it mean that the children of Israel are afraid of Pharaoh and his army more than they are afraid of jumping into the sea? What is that state?
They're afraid of the power of Pharaoh, the power of the disturbance of separation. The hate that revealed between them. They're afraid that those forces will control them. And they will see themselves coming to such a degree of separation that they will not be able to reach spirituality. For them, this is worse than death. We will continue to scrutinize these points, but it's all...
Perché il faraone prima
Why Pharaoh
e poi non gli permette di
initially lets the people of Israel go and then doesn't let us run away.
In order to show them his power, that he can give them a little bit of freedom and he can also keep hold them back. Meaning he can show in both directions that he is the one in control. He is in charge of what's happening to them and no one else. And a person understands that he is under the rule of Pharaoh. He cannot escape his grip, meaning the control of Egypt. And there's no other force that is managing his life except for Pharaoh. Then he's called.
Thank you very much, Rav. What is the nearing? How does it near us? By stepping on my ego, that is that bringing closer?
When each and every day you locate, you scrutinize that what controls you is the Pharaoh, and you concentrate your powers and you wish to be against it more and more, at least. When you discover that you are weak and incapable, that's also advancement. And this is how you advance. The important thing is, it's for us. 68.
Excerpt number 68. The serpent bows its head and strikes with its tail. This means that sometimes it lets one take upon himself the burden of faith, which is above reason, which is the bowing of the head. But it strikes with its tail. The tail can be interpreted as the end, that it bowed its head so as to ultimately receive in order to receive. In other words, it first gave one permission to take upon himself faith, so that afterwards it would take everything into its own authority. For the klipa, the shell, knows that there is no way to receive the abundance except through kdusha, holiness.
Both the kdusha, the holiness, cannot expand and show itself, but it rather has to have a place before it, and the place comes from the klipa. Similarly, the klipa, the shell, cannot fill itself unless it receives its filling from holiness. So it turns out that they both, they're in a struggle and do not know how to arrange the space between them, meaning to build the soul. What kind of collaboration they need to have in order to eventually build a soul that will be included of both. Except each thing should work correctly. That's why it's written, the serpent bows its head and strikes with its tail, meaning that sometimes it lets one take upon himself the burden of faith, which is above reason, which is the bowing of the head. But what about the tail? It strikes with its tail. The tail can be interpreted as the end. That he bowed its head so as to ultimately receive in order to receive. That's how the klipa, the shell, thinks. In other words, the first gave one permission to take upon himself faith, so that afterwards, as if the klipa made room, so a person would have a certain amount of the force of faith, and it was there, so that afterwards it would take everything into its own authority for the klipa. Since the klipa knows there is no way to receive any abundance except through kdusha, through holiness, and that's why it has to be incorporated with holiness, but in order to draw the reforming light, in order to receive it later, in order to receive. But later, this entire Алмата.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, мне всегда было интересно, как может клипа получить...
Thank you, teacher. It always interests me, how can the shell receive the light if it works in order to receive? Can it run these processes?
No, but it can draw the light as if it wants to receive it in order to bestow. But in the end, when it comes, it tries to receive it in order to receive. It does not work out. But in between, there is some parallel there, a point of contact. She grabs a little bit of the light and she enjoys it. She steals as if steals from sanctity, and that's what keeps it alive. There's no other way. Because the vessels, the true vessels, she lacks. You can't receive the light except through equivalence of form, but by drawing the light as if it's in order to bestow, then the light seemingly arrives, and the klipa, the shell, that wants to receive it in order to receive, expels it, and it's in the dark, and this darkness increases the will to receive. So later, when it corrects itself, when a person corrects the vessel, he has a will to receive that's a little greater, bigger, and he can receive in order to bestow to a greater extent. Gradually.
If Pharaoh moves us forward, what replaces him after we get rid of him?
In truth, we never get rid of the Pharaoh. It always remains until the end of correction. When it becomes entirely in order to bestow, because it's the end of correction. And without Pharaoh, we can take even a single step, even the last step in the corrections. Even when we come out of Egypt, we say in memory of the Exodus from Egypt, meaning we carry along with us, we're walking with the vessels of the Egyptians, vessels of reception, and until the end of correction, they only get corrected in order to bestow. Meaning these are the parts of the Pharaoh that we keep coming to and correcting.
So what is the first stage of Pharaoh when we get rid of him in Egypt?
We get rid of their control, but we still have parts of his army.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What does it mean to run away from Pharaoh in the ten?
If we don't want to use our desires to receive in the ten, but only in desires to bestow, we don't possess any, but to want to connect between us in the desires to bestow. Then we try to wage war. As much as possible to pull from these vessels of. There are several modes of work with the snake, with the serpent. Grab it, we catch it by the tail or catch it by the head. There are entire articles on that, and we will learn them. Just you should understand the principles. The snake bows its head and strikes with its tail, meaning beginning and end, head and tail. What does he say, Baal Sulam? Meaning, sometimes it lets one take upon himself the burden of faith, which is above reason, which is the bowing of the head. But it strikes with its tail, and the tail can be interpreted as the end, that it bowed its head so as to ultimately receive in order to receive. Meaning, even when it lets a person come in and feel what is the meaning of sanctity, of bestowal, of faith, in order to bestow above reason, all those states are something that he gives a person to a small extent in order to let him feel it and then bring it back into in order to receive. And that's where he profits, meaning he grabs and he pulls to himself. He grabs something and he pulls to himself. That's the work of the snake. Balsam continues, in other words, it first gave one permission to take upon himself faith, so that afterward it would take everything into its own authority. Meaning even a person that has some grasp in holiness, it later enters into the klipa, the shell, because it knows that there's no way to receive abundance except through kedusha, through holiness. But in that, it's written that in the end, he throws up everything. He swallows it, and then he throws up everything. As much as we enter the work, and then we run away from it, and we get into it and run away from it. But in the end, nevertheless, through the general reforming light, we nevertheless triumph over the serpent and we run away from Egypt. With everything that this snake seemingly took from us. So it turns out that he allowed us to do something in order to bestow. And then again it enters into in order to receive, and again we were in order to bestow to some extent, and again we are in order to receive. In such states, we accumulate a certain charge, a certain discernment from in order to bestow, and later we run away all at once. We'll learn about it.
How can we implement this in our ten? How do we implement this in the ten hub?
Read what's written and try to do it. Talk amongst yourself. It should be clear to you what's clear and clear what's not clear, and then we'll advance. First, you should look for it. Where is it in you?
La forza che ci spinge è il faraone. Questo significa.
The force that pushes us. Pharaoh. Does it mean that in spirituality it's more important to reveal the bad than to want the good?
Yes. Of course, we cannot reveal the good. We cannot recognize the good, we cannot feel it, the good, but only after we try to come to this good, but along the way we get to know the evil, and from the evil we can begin to locate the good.
Yes, dear Rav. What does it mean to receive the light? To receive it in order to bestow.
I want to receive the revelation of the Creator in order to give Him contentment.
But we said many times, also yesterday, that we don't want to reveal the Creator. We want to only have the strength to make an effort to be in the work.
Yeah, but our work, our entire work is in order to give Him contentment. We can give contentment because we receive from Him. Specifically, when we go to the vessels of reception, we work with them in order to bestow.
Again, Exhibit 69. This is the meaning of Pharaoh bringing them near. It means that he deliberately brought Israel to repentance so as to afterwards take everything from them into his own authority. This is why the Ari wrote that Pharaoh sucked all the abundance that came down to the lower ones. He sucked from the olif, the nape, or the back of the neck, and from the throat, which is considered the head beginning of the body, meaning it would take everything into its vessels of reception.
Meaning it's impossible to correct the will to receive unless we unless we work in front of this snake, this Pharaoh. He is found along the way. He draws the abundance. He arranges all those things. And only after we know how to work with him, how to receive from him the parts that are in order to receive his parts and gradually take them through all 8 years of exile in Egypt to in order to bestow, then we can run away from Egypt, meaning disconnect from in order to receive, which is the Pharaoh, and receive the ability to do it in order to bestow, and this is called the work outside of Egypt. This will all settle in us gradually. There's confusion here between the story and the spiritual reality. We will correct it. This is the meaning of Pharaoh bringing them near, to repentance. This was done deliberately, so he would later take everything from them into his own authority, It's as if he needs Israel, so they will be between him and the upper light. They draw the light, then he takes the light to the vessels of reception. So that Pharaoh sucked all the abundance that came down to the lower ones. He sucked all the abundance from the nape and from the throat, which is considered the beginning of the body, meaning it will take everything in its vessels of reception. This is the work of the Pharaoh. All the abundance that is coming down from the Osh to the Guf, he would grab it and receive it in order.
Excerpt number 70. If one extends some illumination and cannot sustain it permanently because his vessels are not yet clean to be fit for the light, meaning that he will receive it in vessels of bestowal, like the light that comes from the giver. The illumination must depart from him. At that time, this illumination falls into the hands of the Sitra Achra. This continues several times, meaning that one extends and then it departs from him. Hence, the illuminations multiply in the sea of the Sitra Achra until the cup is full. This means that after one reveals the full measure of the effort that one can reveal, the Sitra Achra gives him back everything she took into her own authority. This is the meaning of he has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again.
This means that holiness has no way of receiving the light, which is opposite from vessels of reception. That's why this light is accumulated in a certain place called the Sea of the Sitra Achra. And after this place is filled, you receive it in sanctity in order to bestow. This is the meaning of he swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. After receiving certain small lights in reception, these lights all at once are received in order to bestow. You read 70, right?
Right.
One extends some illumination and cannot sustain it permanently, because his vessels are not yet clean to be fit for the light, which is entirely in order to bestow, and his vessels are still not in order to bestow, meaning that he will receive it in vessels of bestowal, like the light that comes from the giver. Hence, the illumination must depart from him. That time, then it turns out that a person constantly approaches, touches bestowal, and then comes back. He touches it, and then he returns. And in these sorties, he continues to do it. After that time, this illumination from coming and going, it falls into the hands of the Sitra Acha in order to receive. And this continues several times, meaning that one extends and then it departs from him. Hence, the illuminations multiply in the sea of the Sitra Acha. That's how it's referred to. Meaning anything, because there is no absence in spirituality, so anything that came into contact with it remains there, but he does not feel it, but it actually remains in his possession. Hence the illuminations multiply in the sea of the Sitra Acha until when? Until the cup is full. What does it mean? After that sea gets filled. When? We don't know, but we have to keep at it. This means that after one reveals the full measure of the effort that one can reveal, each time he continues, he doesn't let himself stop or grow tired. And reach despair, then the Sitra Acha gives him back everything she took into her own authority. And this is the meaning of he has swallowed down riches and he shall vomit them up again. She takes it for herself and later she vomits it up again. She brings it back. In this way, we have this transition between receiving in order to receive and receiving in order to bestow.
Rav,
how should a person relate to this process where the Sitra Acha takes everything from him in order to receive?
He needs to understand that the main thing for him is to continue in the work. It's as we learn about the box or the cup, when a person goes into the treasury of the king, he fills it up, and then he walks out, and it's built. So he cries, and then he's told, go back in. He goes back in, fills it up. He's happy that he has a cup full of coins. He walks outside, it's spilled out again. So he cries even more. And he sees that this way he can never receive this full cup of with coins, with money. So what does he do? It's as if there are different messengers here. The king sent him to the treasury to receive money. He was given a cup, a vessel in which to
There
are such messengers there that don't let him leave. But as he walks out, they hit the cup and it all spills out. And there's nothing he can do. He cries. It's as if he's in between several forces, different forces. Some are for the king, they fill up his vessel. Some are against. They tell him, you don't deserve it, or something. So, he is then, But after he understands that he has no choice, that he can still walk in again and fill up his cup, and he does it several times, over and over, then he begins to receive from it the understanding. He begins to think that maybe the fact that he walks inside and receives, and he walks outside and his vessel is then emptied, maybe there is an intention here from the king. So in this way he will be able to take out from the treasury, which is a locked place, into the open place, to the world, he can take out many such sparks of light. And then this dark world outside of the king's treasury will shine. And this is how he achieves corrections.
Is there a special action a person does so in the end the Sitracha returns everything to him, or it happens by its own?
The Sitracha constantly directs him toward this action. When it spills out the vessel, empties the lights from the vessels and pushes him back into to fill it up again. It's all the work of the Sitracha. It's still completely in order to receive. But through such entries and exits that he's given, he begins to acquire the forces of bestowal. He doesn't have any other vessel more than the cup that he has, which is filled with coins. That's all he has. So that's the only way that we can work with him.
Good morning. A question from Matan. What is the difference between us being the passing line and the enlightenment here falling into the hands of the Sitra Ahra?
This is being the transition. We don't have any vessels. We have to understand that the force of the Sitra Ahra, the other side, is that same force, the same power of the Creator. And we have no way to receive the light unless through such entries and exits, when we come in and come out, come in and come out. And this is how we come to the great amount. We also see in our world all the phenomena, the great phenomena, comprise of two opposites, like waves. They can't be linear from 0 to 100%. They have to nevertheless contain within them two opposites, because you cannot accumulate so much power in one direction, in one action. It has to come through a combination of contradictory forces, because in every detail, in every element, you have to have two things, two opposites, light and darkness, the Creator and the beginning of the created being. And therefore, here too, we see every time that we have a struggle with the Sitracha, with Pharaoh, with all kinds of things on one hand, and on the other hand stands the Creator. And He is actually governing all the...
Hello.
All that the Sitra Acha received into her own authority was only as a deposit, meaning that as long as she has control over men, and the matter of control that she has is so that one will be able to scrutinize one's vessels of reception and admit them into Kedusha, into holiness. In other words, had she not controlled a person, he would settle for little. Then all of one's vessels of reception would remain separated, and he would never...
In other words, the fact that we are emptied from the upper light, precisely this gives us the appetite, let's call it this, a desire to come back to it again and look at our lives. Day, night, we eat, afterwards we become empty, and then we want to eat again. All the things in us are like that, filling, emptiness, filling, and then we become an emptying. And that's life in every single action, in the smallest thing that happens, in ourselves, in our lives, in our universe, in all the worlds. Everything comes in two opposite forms, where one comes and works on its opposite.
And he would never be able to gather all the kelim that belong to the root of his soul, admit them into holiness, and extend the light that belongs to him. Hence, it is a correction that each time one extends something and has a descent, he must start anew, meaning new scrutinies. And what one had from the past has fallen into the Sitra Acha, who holds it in her authority as a deposit. Afterwards, one receives from her everything that she received from him the whole time.
It seems like all the verses here speak of the role of Pharaoh or the Sitra Acha in helping us growing the vessels of reception, bringing us closer to sanctity.
I don't understand quite what is our work, how to use it.
First, you need to detect these parts in you. This is what we need. And then we will work. These excerpts are very difficult. Very difficult. I feel it on all of you. And we have to detect them, work with them, read them several times, wait for a few days until we begin to feel whether it is in us. But mainly, it is to repeat these excerpts several times and find them in each of us. And then we will advance. For now, it is a part that's called getting to know.
Thank you, Rav. So, the Sitra Acha has all this deposit, and does that mean that after we do all the necessary work, it'll come back to us as understanding?
Of course, as understanding, as feeling, as attaining, because without the will to receive, we wouldn't be able to receive, to feel, to detect anything in Kedusha, in holiness. There are no vessels for holiness. It's only bestowal. And only bestowal is something that it's air. Whereas we, in order to receive, in order to feel, we need something tangible to have in our vessels of reception. And this we don't have. So how do we do it? So we learn how we come to a state that even the vessels of reception that we reveal in us, because they are our nature, they're in us. So we use them in order to bestow, and then they can be a vessel of reception for the upper light. Where according to the equivalence in the intentions, they will be matching our vessels and the upper light, congruent. Gradually, we need to find the points of connection here between the will to receive in the vessel and the desire to bestow in the light.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay.
Thank you.
French.
Comment maintenir l'unité dans la dizaine durant ce processus de correction effectué par la Sita Akra?
Tada. How to maintain the unity in the ten during the process of correction brought on by the Sita Akra?
It's necessary, because without having connection in the ten, we won't be able to approach the light. And then our whole work is pointless. What is Egypt? It's when we want to somehow connect among us, but can't. Pharaoh keeps getting in the way, separating us. But by separating, he helps us discover where we are in separation, where we are separated. And then we work precisely on those gaps between us that Pharaoh revealed, exposed. This is how it works. So we need to work more and more on the connection, and specifically in the connection, we'll begin to feel the work of Pharaoh, and we'll be able to distinguish between light and darkness and all those states.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот мы говорим о практической работе. Читаете ответ.
Thank you, teacher. We are speaking of practical work. Let's say finding these points when we're reading the excerpts. But how to build the intention correctly? When I wish to understand it and feel it, or that I want the ten to feel it and understand it?
The truth is, I don't really distinguish between me and the ten. Times like this, at times like that. Without me feeling, how can I speak of anything? If I wish everyone to feel it and I support it, then by this I'm actually trying and I become a result of the ten. So that the more they advance, it means that I'm...
The level always rises. It grows the coarseness.
The fact that the coarseness grows means that Pharaoh is revealed more and more. The fact that we work more and more with our coarseness means that we are getting closer and closer to Pharaoh. The fact that we discover that we are opposite from the coarseness and want to approach the intention to bestow above reason, this means going opposite Pharaoh, against him. This is how we scrutinize all the points in the work between us and from between us to Pharaoh. Such organization that is very, very tangible, serious, concrete, that is happening in the connection between us and in the stance between us and Pharaoh.
ואנחנו לכן
and therefore This is how we advance.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning.
If,
in connection with the Sitra Acha, if the intention is to receive, then what changes? What changes about this inversion that is taking place when it falls into the Sitra Acha?
In this inversion, the vessels that were vessels of reception acquire the intention to bestow.
And I'm trying to understand if there is a feeling of yearning towards connection, towards bestowal. Does that change into reception, or what is this process?
I can't answer you. There are things you need to discover on your own. And by searching, that may take days or even weeks, because by this you accumulate vessels for understanding the situation and the process. So stay with the questions until you scrutinize them yourself. Women Internet.
Question from Kazakhstan. A person detects a klipa when it bows its head but is preparing to strike with its tail. What is the work of a person?
To constantly work on connection as much as possible. Connection. Run into the group. And here, inside the group, is where you find your place, your confidence, your safety, the right direction, and the realization. The fulfillment.
We detect the place where the klipa lets one work and the place where it takes.
When you're inside the group, you'll be able to build these systems, see them, how they happen.
We cannot correct on the spot. What are the signs for a klipa?
The signs of the klipa, the shell, are very simple for now. That I have in me such desires that I cannot overcome in order to be connected with friends.
When is the klipa necessary for our development and when does it hold us back?
The shell is always essential for development. But it depends how I look at it. If I can, through the shell, overcome and take a step forward, it's good. And if I can't, then it's kept. And afterwards, I might be able to overcome it in more, in further steps, further ahead. But I'll always have to work against the shell anyhow, until I achieve the final correction. Without the shell, I can't advance.
Man's root of the soul is that point from the upper light that exists in him, within man, within man's will to receive, that enlivens it, and it brings him back to the vessel of Adam HaRishon, from which it detached. When the vessel of Adam HaRishon, the light and the kli were there together, and when they divided, when they exploded by the shattering, then there's a will to receive, and inside of it, some little spark of light in every will to receive, and then these desires to receive, they have to connect together. Now they can't connect the way they were before, because the shattering appeared in them, meaning an additional force of resistance called the ego. And now they have to try, we have to try to connect between us despite the ego, above the ego. And that's what we're trying to do. To the extent that we try and can't, then we ask the Creator for strength. The Creator helps us. To the extent that we ask of Him, and then according to how much we get closer, we attain the concept of the Creator, which becomes revealed between us, between the shattered vessels, between the broken desires. And then, that's why in connecting these pieces of the broken heart that we bring together, to that extent, we begin to also attain the concept of the Creator that connects the broken vessel.
Again. Since the Sitra Achra provides support, even afterwards, when we work and extend holiness, still when she takes the support, we fall from the degree. And then she takes all the abundance that they extended. By this, the Sitra Achra has the power to control a person so he will be compelled to satisfy her wish. And he has no other choice but to raise himself to a higher degree. Then the sequence begins anew, as before, with the 49 gates of impurity. This means that one walks in the degrees of holiness until the 49 gates. But there she has control to take all the vitality and abundance until a person falls each time into a higher gate of impurity, since God has made them one opposite the other. When one comes into the 49th gate, he can no longer raise himself until the Creator comes and redeems him. And then he has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly.
Again.
Yes, beautiful words, but we need to read them a few more times and think about them. How do we understand them? Let's continue.
73 from Shamati. Parable that he said about two friends, on one who became a king and the other became very poor. And he had heard that his friend had become a king. So the poor man went to his friend, the king, and told him of his bad state. Then the king gave him a letter to the treasury minister that for 2 hours he would receive as much money as he wanted. The poor man came to the treasury with a small box, went in and filled that little box with money. When he came out, the minister kicked the box and all the money fell on the floor. This continued time and again, and the poor man was crying, "Why are you doing this to me?" Finally, he said, "All the money that you took this whole time is yours, and you will take it all. You do not have the receptacles to take enough money from the treasury. This is why that trick was played on you."
Is No, we can't come and take the whole treasure. Clearly, we don't have the vessels. We only take according to our vessel, but even our vessel, which we want to use in order to bestow, it cannot hold the light. And that's already from the other side, from another reason, because if we take into it, then we won't be able to fulfill it more than its small measure. We advance in levels and after levels. So if I take something that I deserve according to the present level, how can I move to the next level? So because my vessel is being emptied, which I filled in order to bestow, by that I receive a desire that is twofold to fulfill, as opposed to what I had before and what emptied. So the present minus that I feel that I'm emptied, and the previous plus that when I felt fulfilled, both now work together as a desire to receive towards the next degree. And this is called the darkness shines as light. So, let's say I received before 100 grams in order to bestow. Now it emptied. So, this emptying and the previous 100 grams, now I start wanting, let's say, 200 grams. And that's how I each time multiply myself. It's much more than multiplying, but let's say multiplying. And that's how I advance. This all depends on how we try to connect between us above all disturbances. There's nothing you can measure here besides towards our connection above disturbances. The disturbances are Pharaoh that each time grows and grows in disturbances in order to necessitate us to connect more and more on top of it, and that's how we advance. That's our entire work. Until we come to a state where all of the disturbances that Pharaoh presented to us, we've overcame them. And then we are awarded with exiting Egypt, exiting his control. This is called that Pharaoh himself accompanies us towards exiting
Egypt. Should a person accept the fact that the box will always be emptied and he won't know ever when it will be filled?
Of course, yes. Why? Because he received strengthening from the environment and from the study by his vessels growing, and they have to grow to the point of the true vessel of his soul. And that's why he agrees that it will be emptied again and again, is just to make it faster.
And there's no reason to fight it, just to accept it as good.
Of course. No. I don't want it to stay the way it is. I want it to change as fast as possible. I'm not the boss of that at all. I only own...
Kabu 9. What does it mean that Pharaoh brought Israel closer to repentance? What does repentance mean?
To actions of bestowal. So specifically by the vessels of reception growing in us, it necessitates us to advance towards bestowal.
Miguel from Latin 7, does the minister that kick the poor person, is that what the Creator does with us when he adds ego into our 10 so we can make more efforts.
To make an effort, that's also true, but in order for us to turn to Him with a request, with a prayer to the Creator. He wants us to depend on Him, to ask of Him, to connect with Him. And that's why He raises in us each time problems and disappointments so that we don't run away from Him.
Mark 20, is moving away from Pharaoh bring closeness to the Creator?
Yes, of course. One depends on the other.
From Kiev, this is a parable on the king and poor person speak about the vessels of receiving or bestowal of the poor man.
Both vessel of reception and vessel of bestowal.
The vessels that are emptied every time.
His vessels of bestowal are being emptied so that he can fulfill them in order to bestow, and then they're emptied.
Kabu 5, what does it mean that he swallowed and vomited in the spiritual work?
That the will to receive holds in it all the lights, and afterwards brings them to us when we are capable of receiving in order to bestow.
Kabu 3, who's that minister? The one emptying the vessel.
The one who empties the kli is the Creator. In fact, all the actions are done by the Creator. It's just in different aspects, in different manners. Therefore, he has different names.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4. It's written in 73 that the poor man cried, that he's doing it to him. What does it mean that he cries?
Because he worked in order to bestow, and he thought he's going to do everything, and now he reveals that he did it all in order to receive. And that's all in order to increase his kli for the next action.
How is that expressed in the 10?
That we are not despaired, but rather hold each other, even though each one understands here and there in different times that he doesn't bestow but receives, how much he's immersed in the ego and not in connection with the friends, but by one helping his friend, we nevertheless come to another connection, and then we discover that it's wrong again. And then again, and so by taking these steps forward, for each one discovers that he wants to connect, and in the next moment he finds that he's not connected and he's actually thinking about how to take advantage of the group. But all these states join together to the construction of the true kli. And that's how we...
Rab, questa condizione delle 600.000 anime, del fatto che...
The state of 6,000 years of the soul,
mi porta a pensare a qualcosa che è un po'...
It leads me to think about something that is kind of utopian versus the reality I live in. How to overcome how it seems so impossible in my eyes to reach that.
That doesn't matter, possible or impossible. What you're doing is, by this you're giving the Creator an opportunity to help you. Not that you yourself have to do anything, but give the Creator an opportunity to make the right vessel out of you. And not that you're making the right vessel on your own. So that's why just to perform actions that are demanded of you, the rest, on that it's written, the Creator will finish the work for me. That's it.
Come to such a readiness.
That's what we're trying to do. We want the force of the Ovut in order to reach that state that we each hold each other, and then we come close to one another and we incorporate in one another. And from our incorporation, each one that is incorporated with the forces of the other, then each one of us will be corrected in something, and then all of us together become a complete potsuf, big spiritual potsuf. That's already the Patsuf of Gmar Tikkun. Please.
In Hebrew, if there will be 600,000 who will care for me, then I can bestow. But until I have that, I can't. So should I ask the Creator to have 600,000 others who will care for me?
The system is organized in a way that you do have those 600,000. You shouldn't worry about that. You should worry as much as you're incorporated in them and you help them. To that extent, you automatically get support from them.